Now let's go on here to the issue of polygamy. Let's hit polygamy. We'll go ahead and do that one real quick, all right? Again, we have this mixed up idea that polygamy belongs to the man, that this is a gift to the man in some way. Think about it. What does a man gain by having more than one wife? You got it, boy. This brother responded quickly. Seriously, we know that the man is 100% financially responsibility. You know, he's got to cover everything, right? You ever tried to take care of one wife? Man, to try to afford two or three or four and still be just between them, this would not be an easy matter. And remember that little issue of just, it's hard to be just with one wife. And you want to multiply that? And then think about it. Along with every wife, you get what? A mother-in-law. Uh-huh. That'll make you think. You forget about that when you're thinking about just getting a wife. But another mother-in-law? Oh, my. So now what is a man getting? Oh, definitely headaches, a drained-out pocketbook, and always this terror of answering to a law on the day of judgment. Oh, my, a man has not gained anything by polygamy. It wasn't designed to meet the needs of the man. Polygamy came as a gift to the woman. It is the woman who benefits from polygamy. It is the woman who gains from polygamy. But we've lost track of the understanding of that because it's been presented backwards, that it was something for men. You know, I had a preacher once when we were doing what was supposed to be a dialogue say, you know, if God admit Adam to have more than one wife, he would have had more than one Eve. Well, my attitude is, God was saying to Eve, now look, baby, you don't want more than one of these. After all, he is all-knowing and all-wise, right? He knew, ladies, that to have two husbands, nah, nothing is worth that. Now, we could go into explaining how it is that women benefit. And maybe, inshallah, another time I will, but I want to cover a lot more stuff than to really get in depth on that. But truly, it is the issue of polygamy was designed to meet the needs of the woman. It is the abuse of polygamy that has led to the problems. It is the misunderstanding of polygamy that has led to the problems. Again, if we have the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, if we implement it in every aspect of our existence, we begin to make an enormous and positive difference, not only amongst the Muslims, but amongst everyone else that may come in contact with us.